be a complete disaster today. That's a good start. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till about, I don't know, 12:50 or until I can't speak anymore. Good afternoon, everybody. There's so much going on today, especially today at 1 o'clock. Flyers, Devils right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I know that's what you guys are all excited about the most. No, there are three huge storylines today, as my voice cracks, that I want to talk about today. Tyler Zuli producing the show today. He's going to end up hosting it. I have a Twitter poll up and running on my Twitter account. It was retweeted by the station. So go to at 975 The Fanatic. You can find it there. What is your mind thinking about the most right now out of the following three storylines? The first one, Eagles Saints tomorrow, of course. The second one, Phillies with Harper today. Or the third one, Sixers loss to the Hawks last night. Now, I'll be honest, right now, at 12:01 on January the 12th of 2019, my mind is totally on the Phillies and the possibility of them leaving Las Vegas today with a signed contract by Bryce Harper. That's not saying that I'm not excited for tomorrow's game. That's not saying that I'm not looking forward to what could happen tomorrow with the Eagles going down to New Orleans. And, of course, we're going to talk about that game all show today for the 1 hour that I'm here, 610-632-0975. But right now, 12:02 now, 1 minute later, my mind is totally on the Phillies and the possibility that they could sign Bryce Harper today. I have this weird feeling, and I guess it's because of Greg Luzinski, who I had no idea had a Twitter account to begin with. And now all of a sudden my man's tweeting at 12:30 in the morning a couple days ago that they're going to go out to Las Vegas and they're going to do whatever they can to make him sign on Saturday. And he just tweeted about an hour ago that the plane has landed. So I guess he is out there with the group of John Middleton and Matt Klentak and whoever else went out there to see Bryce Harper. So there's this weird feeling in the air right now that Bryce Harper could possibly sign today. And I am so excited about that to the point where that is number one on my mind. It's making me not forget, but I'm not thinking as much about tomorrow's game against the Saints as I would be if the Bryce Harper news would be next week. So I want to hear from people who are just straight up excited about the possibilities of this weekend. The possibility that the Cowboys could get knocked out of the playoffs today. The possibility that the Phillies could sign Bryce Harper today. And of course, tomorrow's huge game where the Eagles take on the Saints. Kickoff will be at 4:40. Of course, head out to the watch party, Sugar House Casino, Fishtown Hops. There's a chance that the Eagles could go down to New Orleans and keep this magical season alive. And earlier this week, I'll be honest with you, I thought the season was over. When the Eagles beat the Bears, I had a show last week where I said, you know what? If the Eagles lose the Bears, I'll be okay with it. Not that I wouldn't be disappointed, but I just thought everything that they did leading up to it, winning five out of their last six games, playing with the guys that were on defense. Heck, I don't know if you guys heard Jim Schwartz speak earlier this week. Jim Schwartz said one of the reasons why they are in the position that they are right now is because of cornerback Cravon LeBlanc. And at the end of that cut, he admitted that before they signed him, he did not know that Cravon LeBlanc existed. He had no idea who Cravon LeBlanc was. So when I say I wouldn't have been angry if the Eagles lost to the Bears, I wouldn't have been angry if Cody Parkey actually made that field goal. It's because of everything that they had to go through to get to the point where they actually made the playoffs. So earlier this week when they beat the Bears, I said, you know what? I think it comes to an end when they go to New Orleans. And now as the week has gone on, I can't help but say, damn, this season's going to continue. All of a sudden, I'm saying that the Eagles are going to beat the Saints. And there's no analysis to it. I mean, you can give me all the stats you want. You can tell me how bad the Saints secondary has been over a course of 16 games. Second half of the season, they were a lot better than the first half, but it's not saying much because the first half of the year, that Saints secondary was terrible. You can tell me that the Saints offense is much better than the Eagles, and that's why the Eagles will lose. You can give me all the stats you want. It's a gut feeling all of a sudden, as I sit here today, that the Eagles are going to go down in New Orleans, and what I thought would be like a 10-point loss, now all of a sudden I'm thinking it's a 4-point win. Do I feel good enough right now to put money on it? No, I don't. But I can tell you one thing, I don't feel good enough to put money on the Saints. I just can't. It's at the point where now I can see it playing out where the Eagles are up 28-24. Nick Foles gives the Eagles the lead, just like he did back in 2013. And the Saints have the ball with the final 2 minutes left. And it's a 28-24 game, and Drew Brees finds somebody in the end zone. There's my voice some more. Drew Brees looks to find, let's say, Michael Thomas in the end zone. And he skies the pass, and it's incomplete, and the Eagles move on to the NFC Championship game. Right now, that's how I see this playing out. At this moment, that is how I see this playing out. 610-632-0975. Listen, today's show is kind of like a car wreck. Like, when you're driving and you're on the highway and you're so angry because traffic is moving so slow and you're saying, damn it, just speed up already. You don't have to look at the car crash. But then you find yourself looking at the car crash. This show today is like that car crash. I know you're listening because I know you want to hear if my voice cracks or if Tyler Zuli ends up finishing the show coming out of the bullpen. So instead of just sitting there and laughing and laughing and laughing, do me a favor. Call in. I'm begging you. 610-632-0975. So again, the Twitter poll that I started the show off with, out of the three storylines, what is on your mind right now? What's the top storyline on your mind? Is it the Eagles-Saints game tomorrow? Is it the fact that the Sixers lost to the Hawks last night, which was an embarrassment? Two straight losses to the Wizards and the Hawks. Two teams that you could argue are tanking right now. And don't give me this crap. Well, they didn't have Joel Embiid last night. I don't give a damn. Whether you have Joel Embiid or not, the Hawks are the Hawks, and the Sixers, well, they have two top 25 players. They have Ben Simmons. They have Jimmy Butler. And I was texting with some friends yesterday. Oh, well, Jimmy Butler should have made the free throw. Yeah, he should have. You know what else? They shouldn't have had to have been in that position. They should not have had to be down by 2 points with the Hawks with 2.6 seconds left. That in itself was a disgrace. If Jimmy Butler makes that tying basket and they go to overtime and they win in overtime, yeah, it's a different feeling today. But I would still be looking at it sideways. I'd be saying, whoa, they had to go to overtime with the Hawks? And I put out a tweet yesterday just talking about how bad those back-to-back losses were, and somebody responds with, relax, bro. It's the NBA. Happens all the time. No, when we hold the Sixers to such high standards, and I don't think we hold them high enough to beat the Celtics or the Raptors yet, because we don't, because they've shown that they can't do it. But we hold them to high enough standards where they should be able to beat the Hawks by 20 or 30 points. So all three of those teams are up for conversation today, 610-632-0975. I'll ask about all storylines for Tyler Zuli, who's producing the show today. We'll get into those on the other side. Again, I'm taking you to about 12:47 today, Flyers Devils on the Fanatic. I know you guys are fired up for the orange and black. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 975 The Fanatic welcomes 2019 by bringing back the 5K a day big green giveaway. Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000.
And a chance to qualify for $10,000.
Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
This is a Beasley Media Group nationwide contest. Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com. 975 The Fanatic's 5K a day big green giveaway.
Brought to you on 975 The Fanatic by TurnersvilleJeep.com. The Delaware Valley's fastest growing Jeep dealer.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1 with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Amazon Prime Video, all in one place. And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
No, wait. Show me Prime Video.
Plus, with xFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a movie marathon? Count me in.
It's TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity gives you access to your favorite streaming apps all in one place on X1. Watch top Netflix movies and original series, stream YouTube videos, and now enjoy Prime Video all right from your TV. Just speak into the voice remote to find what you want to watch. Plus, streaming is easier than ever with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Text and fix additional offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XJS, previous rental Encore or Acadia, 24-month lease, $24.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBEG for full details.
Frank Kerbeck gives you huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP, $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. Lease new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $129 per month. New 2019 GMC 7-passenger Acadia. Only $199 a month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Lease new Buick Encores from $129 per month or new GMC Acadias from $199 per month at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Tradition is a big deal in Philly, and today is the beginning of a new tradition, a better tradition, a day to come together for an epic party with strippers, tons of strippers, so many strippers that it could only be called Stripperpalooza! Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is proud to present Stripperpalooza, the official after-party of Super Bowl Weekend with Mark and Trey of 97.5 The Fanatic. Delilah's opens at 9 a.m. Friday, February 1st, with a complimentary buffet, pig roast, drink specials, over 100 of the world's most beautiful showgirls, and Trey Thomas, your host for the festivities. But it doesn't stop there. See who will be taking home the belt during Delilah's Champagne Wrestling, refereed by Short Sleeve Samson. Admission to the after-party is complimentary for all attendees with a wristband. Delilah's Stripperpalooza! Friday, February 1st at 9 a.m. is brought to you by Coors Light and Jameson. Reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
These are the moments sports fans live for. Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Grand Café L'Aquila translates to English as the Grand Café of the Eagle, located at 17th and Chestnut. Grand Café L'Aquila is one of Italy's most awarded bars and cafes, and the Italian ownership just happens to be huge Spurs fans. Tomorrow, rally up and join Anthony Gargano as he broadcasts live before the big game from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first floor will go green with a special menu featuring authentic Italian tapas, Italian beers, and craft cocktails. See you tomorrow at Grand Café L'Aquila on 17th and Chestnut.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. apply. See store associate or staples.com/inksavings for details.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers valid 111 through 113. Clearance offer valid 12 through 113. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Visit DHY Motorsports' first ever New Year's clearance event for amazing deals on new or used Honda, Yamaha, and Polaris ATVs, motorcycles, and more. Go fast, go now. Go to DHY Motorsports online at DHY.com.
The holidays may be wrapping up, but there's still one gift you don't want to miss. New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Now through January 15th, you can pay your back taxes to the state of New Jersey with reduced interest and no penalties. A gift like this doesn't come along every year. That's why you need to act now. To learn more or find out if you owe, go to taxamnesty.nj.gov or call 800-781-8407. But hurry, New Jersey Tax Amnesty ends January 15th.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas, recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, 12:17 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you up till about 1 o'clock where the Flyers take on the New Jersey Devils in New Jersey. I know you guys are fired up for that. For now, we're talking all kinds of things. 610-632-0975. Honestly, it's a short show. It's an hour-long show, so I'm kind of like doing this as a podcast where anything's open. We're just taking live calls, that's all. And the reason why it's not just strictly Eagles, which I know that's what the majority of you want to talk about, and feel free to call in. I'm down to talk about it. I already told you in the opening segment, at first I thought this past Monday, I was like, all right, season's over. I call it a successful season. I'm on the gravy train, whatever. But now all of a sudden I'm sitting here thinking that the Eagles are going to win. All of a sudden, I have them winning by four with the Saints driving downfield at the end of the game and not completing the touchdown. And then the Eagles move on to the NFC Championship game, whether it's in Dallas or in LA. All of a sudden, like, I started feeling this yesterday. Like, are you kidding me? They're going to win this game, aren't they? In the middle of the week when I started changing, I said, you know, obviously it wouldn't be a shock if the Eagles lost to the Saints. Right? I mean, the Saints were the best team in the NFC, best team in football. I know Pat Egan agrees. But at the same time, I said, but I also wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles won. And it's just because of the magic that has happened. Now, Tyler Zuli producing the show today. Before we get to the phone, 610-632-0975. I have my... First, I'm just going to ask you your answer for the Twitter poll, which, of course, the question is, what is your mind thinking about most right now out of these three storylines? Eagles-Saints tomorrow, that's number one. Phillies with Harper today in Las Vegas, that's number two. Or the Sixers loss to the Hawks, that's number three. Tyler, where do you stand right now? Not because of what's going to happen. Like, right now, 12-19.
Right this moment. Right this moment, it's still Eagles-Saints. Because of the unknown of Bryce Harper, it may happen. It sounds pretty good. But as of right now, it's not a concrete thing. And we've been led to believe things in the past that didn't come true, a la LeBron James. I know I think this one has a better chance than LeBron, but I don't want to get into any kind of situation where I get my hopes up again.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say right now, the Eagles and the Saints.
I hear you, because, but here's the thing. I never thought LeBron was coming to Philadelphia, and I thought that there was a chance that Harper was coming to Philly. I thought the more realistic shot was Machado, but I always had in the back of my mind, well, there's still a shot that they end up going with Harper. And look, the reason why you say there's too much unknown with Harper, the fact that they're out there today, that is known. It is known that the Phillies are out there today making a pitch. And even though they're trying to just make a pitch, you know Matt Klentak in his little backpack, he probably has like a Pokemon backpack, the 30-year-old GM that he is. he's going to put down a piece of paper in front of Bryce Harper and say, hey, listen, what do you think? So that's the first sort of topic of discussion is what's on your mind the most. But when it comes to Eagles Saints right now, I want to know how people are feeling about this game. So we'll go to the phone, 610-632-0975. And I know one guy who thinks they're going to win. Let's go to Tom Ben Salem. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I feel great, Tommy.
Yeah, I told you last year about Nick Foles, and I got the same feeling this year, and I got Birds winning 25-24 on a late Jake Elliott field goal. The headline will be, who dat, that Jake.
All right, great show, Andrew.
And I hope they get Harper, man. He'll bust it at that park. I'll see you, buddy.
All right, see you, Tom. Quick, good, short and sweet. All right, I hear that. So he's going to go with the Jake Elliott game-winning field goal. So we go from double doink, thanks to Cody Parkey, which I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they're putting him on the Today Show. Isn't that so, like, 2019? I thought we were done saying, oh, that's so 2018. No, it's so 2019 now. Like, the dude failed at his job. He failed at his job. Like, if I get fired from the Fanatic one day, do you think somebody's just going to bring me on their radio show or on their TV network and talk about my failures? Come on.
The guy doesn't deserve the death threats that he's getting from Chicago fans. That's crazy. But no, he doesn't deserve like a, what is this, press release day where everybody gets a chance?
No, you know what? He had a chance to speak to the media after the game and he talked about how they lost and how he's going to hold his dog. And you know what? It's ridiculous. There was that story in the Chicago Tribune. If you guys haven't seen it yet, go check it out. Chicago Tribune. Actually, I don't want you to because you'll give the guy page clicks. But the dude puts out a story ripping Philadelphia fans and how they're mocking one of their former players and how they should show more appreciation for Cody Parkey. Dude, first off, Cody Parkey sucked here when he was in Philadelphia. Second of all, if you search on Twitter, Cody Parkey and die, you will see thousands of tweets from Bear fans. Thousands from Bears fans wishing death upon Cody Parkey. That's a disgrace. All of a sudden, it's either you're a Bears fan or a Vikings fan. You guys are all... you guys are all soft. 610-632-0975. Chris in Allentown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, man. We all of these Eagles fans get a bad rap all the time, man.
And it's ridiculous.
If that was our kicker, we would have done the same damn thing Chicago's doing right now. I got a couple keys to the game tomorrow of where we're going to win. It's going to be, A, that offensive line. We stop Khalil Mack, and if we can keep Cam Jordan down to a very minimum in the backfield tomorrow, we're going to win this football game. It's really going to come down to that offensive line, but it's also going to come back to our defensive backs, too, at the same time. If our DBs can keep everything in front of them and don't let let those chunk yards go tomorrow, and I don't care, we move the ball tomorrow from 20 to 20, but we keep them out of the end zone, and we got Nicky Six back there dropping dimes all over the place. I mean, Alshon's going to have a huge game tomorrow. Darius Sproles going to be up there having he's got a homecoming. He's going to come down there. They're going to ball out tomorrow, man.
Isn't it incredible? Back to your offensive line point, isn't it incredible how Jason Peters looks like he's playing like he's 26 again? Like, it's incredible.
There
was a point last year where you thought every play he was going to get hurt. It continued this year, every play you thought he was going to get hurt. And now all of a sudden he's playing like he's in his fourth year of the league.
Elaine Johnson looks like he's back in the juice again, too, so we're good with that.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything, but if he is, go for it, right?
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm calling the game tomorrow, 31-24 Eagles victory without a problem. We win this game. It's going to be on the backs of our offensive line, our D-line, and those DBs just taking care of their business, man. I think all phases tomorrow, man. I'm going to this game tomorrow absolutely 100% confidence. We're coming out. We're going to the NFC Championship again this year.
That's awesome, Chris. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Lane Johnson on the juice. Like, here's the thing. Lane Johnson is actually one of, or if not the best right tackle in football. Like, I get it. We can make all the jokes in the world. But, dude, he's playing so well because he is that good. He is probably the best right tackle in football. To the point where I almost don't want him to move to left tackle. Remember when he first came in the league, everybody was saying, well, he's eventually going to shift to left tackle. You know what? Keep him at right tackle. The dude's so good at that position, I don't even want to move him. When Jason Peters first went down last season, when he went down against the Redskins before the Super Bowl run, everybody was saying, shift Lane Johnson to left tackle, put Vaitai at right. But Vaitai was already getting snaps at left. Lane was already dominant at right. For you to move Lane to left, you're then moving Vaitai to right, so you're making two changes. I'm telling you, man, at this point, I'd rather just keep moving forward with Lane Johnson at right tackle. The dude's incredible. 610-632-0975. John and Wayne. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, good show, Andrew.
Thanks, John.
Listen, these guys have one shot at winning, okay? And it's a legit shot because I bet a teaser in the beginning of the week, and I won the first half of the teaser on St. John's getting 10.5 points at Villanova. And the second half of the teaser, I took New Orleans -1.5. Okay. I mean, I'm saying there's no way that the Eagles are going to go down here, but they got a legit shot because I can't pick my nose, man. And when I pick these local teams, I get killed.
So what, you're saying is it's you. You bet
it's
the
me,
Saints,
man.
So
it,
that's
it,
the
it,
one chance.
It's the mojo that they have. But otherwise, I don't know. Have you looked? I mean, the prior caller made some good points. We do have a very strong offensive line. And I was reading the matchups, and I think I read that, New Orleans' offensive line is a little bit banged up, possibly. Were there a couple guys out, whatever?
Well, there's a lot of guys probable, which means they're going to play. You know, it's playoff time.
They're going to play. But we had a couple of guys that didn't practice, you know. And then to read things
Michael Bennett didn't practice, but right. That doesn't matter to me. Like, that, I don't have any concerns that Michael Bennett didn't practice. Dude's playing like an animal.
Because our offensive wide receivers are so good. I mean, you know, Alshon, he might have a big game. You know, he really might. But I just don't – I mean, with these guys having the week off, okay – with the Eagles having to travel and go on a road again, and that place where they got to play, I mean, I just don't see it. It's and then the quarterback, who's our leader on defense, the defensive back?
Malcolm Jenkins?
Malcolm. So Malcolm came out and said, listen, you're not going to fool this guy, okay? You're not going to fool him. And then one of so there's nothing that they can throw up a guy who's been
John, Drew Brees is one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the league, and I appreciate the phone call. I mean, he's not top two, but you can make an argument that he's top five, and he's definitely in the top 10. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. But here's the thing. Nick Foles in the offense, I mean, I sensed your sarcasm about how, our wide receivers are that great. You know what? They've been playing really well in the last month. They've been playing really well with Nick Foles. Alshon Jeffrey played better with Nick Foles than he did with Carson Wentz this year. And Nelson Aguilar has shown more life, new life. Zach Ertz still playing well. If they can keep up with Drew Brees, I'm saying, like, if they both score 20 points, can you just completely rule out the Eagles at that point? No. It's not going to be like the Chicago Bears game. It's not going to be a 16-15 finish. I don't think it's going to be like that wild Monday night game with the Rams and the Chiefs where both teams scored over 40 points. I don't think it's going to be that much of a shootout. But you know what? Drew Brees hasn't played in a week and a half, and the reason why I say week and a half is because he sat the second half of their Week 17 game. Teddy Bridgewater played the rest of the game. And I don't think a guy like Drew Brees gets rusty, but what you might see is maybe that first possession, maybe that second possession, they're not clicking on all cylinders. They may turn it on in the second quarter, but if the Eagles can go into the second quarter with a lead or at least have it close, what makes you just feel so confident that they're going to lose? I thought that they were going to lose in the beginning of the week, but I didn't think it was going to be 48-7. I wasn't sitting here saying, man, I'm betting the Saints because there's no shot the Eagles win. No, the Eagles have a very, very true shot to beat the Saints. I mean, they're in the playoffs for a reason, right? They won 5 of their last 6 games because they found new life, because they had the talent around them. Yeah, it's the same talent that was there at the beginning of the season, just different names in certain positions. Again, Cravon LeBlanc, Jim Schwartz didn't even know he existed. And Cravon LeBlanc, let's face it, is not better than Ronald Darby. He's not better than Jalen Mills, but they're finding a way to play to where he is best. And a guy like Cravon LeBlanc, you're seeing it with Avante Maddox too, they're playing up on the line of scrimmage. And they're bumping the receiver right at the snap. At the beginning of the season, how many times did you bitch and moan like I did that Jalen Mills was playing 10 yards off the receiver? That Ronald Darby was playing 10 yards off the receiver? And then every play was sort of like a 5-yard completion, 5-yard completion, 5-yard completion. And then there was that double move because Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby were biting on that 5-yard attempt. And then they scored the touchdown. Now all of a sudden, guys like LeBlanc and Maddox and Douglas are playing at the line of scrimmage and bumping the receiver right away. That has improved the defense. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. You can't just doubt the Eagles at this point. One open line, 610-632-0975. I still want people to actually, you know, talk about this Bryce Harper thing. I know it's Eagle, Eagle, Eagle right now. I get it. I'm not trying to force Phillies down your throat right now. But damn, they're out in Vegas right now. And they could leave with a signed contract. It's very possible that today we get an alert that Bryce Harper is a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. And don't tell me that you're not going to care about baseball next summer if he's on this team. Real quick, before we go to break, this update is brought to you by... Excuse me, this update. I'm used to doing updates, Tyler. This weekend's programming is brought to you by JL Freed Honda. If you're shopping for a new Honda, look no further than JL Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, family-owned since 1883. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. One open line, 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you until about 1247 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Back on week 11, the Saints put a beatdown on the Birds 48-7 with Drew Brees throwing for 363 yards and four touchdowns. This Sunday, the Eagles travel to New Orleans with one thing on their minds. Revenge. We're talking Eagles playoff football on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, welcome to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Hi, I've heard about this school for so long, but I never really knew what it was about. I figured I'd come check it out.
Well, here at our Cherry Hill campus, we train students for media careers. Our program uses a completely hands-on approach with instruction from industry professionals.
Is that a studio right there? What are all those people doing?
A few grads are recording a podcast right now. It's one of the studios students use to practice radio performance and production. I'll also show you our TV studio, equipped with everything you need to produce a TV segment, and the computer lab where students learn how to edit audio and video.
That's awesome. It must be great for the students to be surrounded by a media environment.
Yeah, and surrounded by like-minded individuals. Whether students come here for radio, TV, audio, video, or sports broadcasting, everyone is passionate about the media industry.
Wow, I thought Connecticut School of Broadcasting was just for radio. Who knew?
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add one voice mobility line. Switch before January 18th and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 1/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet. Rebate offer ends 1/18/19.
What a night is in store for you at the all-new Excite Center at Parks Casino. Coming February 8th, Music Man Herbie Hancock. February 9th, Rock with the Gin Blossoms. February 22nd, Funny Man Frank Caliendo. February 23rd, Southern Rock with 38 Special. March 1st, Excite Fight Night 3. March 16th, the hilarious J.B. Smooth. And March 27th, Experience Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix Tribute. For tickets, visit ParksCasino.com.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night. Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino. Sports betting is here, now at Parks Casino, and coming soon to the South Philadelphia Turf Club. We'll have all your favorite ways to bet. Spread, money line, totals, props, parlays, and teasers. Bet on all your favorite college and professional teams. NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, NCAA, and more. Plus, use your mobile bet slip builder to speed through the lines. More action than ever at Pennsylvania's number one casino with all new sports betting. Parks Casino, what a night.
Street Road, exit 0595 for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And we probably call 100.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, you'll get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP ink and get a second 30% off. Plus, save up to 40% on select HP printers. Now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/12/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
A
Amazing deals for everyone are here at JCPenney. Hurry in and warm up with 60% off select coats for the whole family. And stock up on your favorite jeans with 50% off select Arizona denim for him and her. Plus, take an extra 20% off this Friday through Sunday with your coupon in any method of payment. Come in and shop early for the best selection. Don't miss out. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers and coupon valid 111 through 113. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of steel, sold on Westchester Pike, and available 24/7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
Hear that? That's music to every basketball fan's ears. And this season, you can get in on the action with William Hill, America's number one sports book, taking over 1 million bets a day, and now taking bets on basketball in New Jersey. So bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Sports Talk for Philadelphia and beyond. 97.5 The Fanatic.
So damn tough.
All right, 12:36 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Final segment for myself, Andrew Salchunas. Taking you until 12:46. That'll get you ready for the pregame show. For Flyers hockey, they take on the New Jersey Devils today. Puck drop will be at 1 o'clock. You can listen live right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Before we get back to the phones, I got a tweet, and this is from Brock Johnson, at Johnson_Brock on Twitter. And he responded to the Twitter poll. One more time, the Twitter poll reads, what is your mind thinking about the most right now out of these three storylines? And the three storylines are Eagles Saints tomorrow, Phillies with Harper today because they're meeting with him in Las Vegas right now, and the Sixers lost to the Hawks last night. 57% say Eagles Saints tomorrow. That's fine. Go for it. 39% are with me. Phillies with Harper today. My producer, Tyler Zuli, voted A, Eagles Saints tomorrow. And the third option, Sixers lost to the Hawks. Damn, are the Sixers lucky. Only 4%. The Sixers, I put out a tweet yesterday. They should write thank you notes to every member of the Eagles. The players, the staff, the coaching staff, every member of the Sixers, every player and coach should send a thank you note to every player and coach on the Eagles staff and say thank you because nobody's thinking of us right now and our back-to-back losses, as embarrassing as they are not talked about that much right now because of you guys. They should also send those to the Phillies because they're meeting with Bryce Harper today. They only got 4% of the vote. But Brock Johnson responded with, if the answer is not Eagles Saints, leave the city now. Well, here's the thing, Brock. First of all, come on, dude. Why do we have to go so ahead of ourselves? You're trying to kick people out of the city. I'm saying right now, now we're at 12:38. I opened the show at 12 o'clock. Now we're at 12:38. And the thing that's top on my mind right now is still the Phillies and their meeting with Bryce Harper today. And I responded to him and said, listen, I'm pumped for the game. I'm pumped for the Eagles tomorrow. But this meeting with Bryce Harper could change this city's perspective on their baseball team for not just next summer, but for maybe 10, 12 years moving forward. I know Bob Nightingale reported again that the Phillies are going to end up signing him. He's been saying that for a long time now. He's putting out 10 to 12 years. So if Bryce Harper is wearing the Phillies pinstripes for 10 to 12 years, that's going to change how people follow their summers moving forward. Think about 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011. What were you doing during the summer? Yeah, you were going to the beach. You were outside with your friends. But at night, at 7 o'clock, most of us were sitting in front of a TV and watching the Phillies play baseball because they were one of the most dominant teams in the league. With Bryce Harper and the moves you've already made, we're going to be doing that same thing this summer. Yeah, you'll still take your trip to the beach, but you'll find a way to find a TV or get a radio and listen to the game. You're going to find a way to pay attention to the Phillies this year. So it's not leave the city worthy to say, hey, listen, this meeting right now, this is huge. It's huge. 610-632-0975. Let's go to my man Dan in Omaha. Dan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Andrew, let me start off by apologizing. I know you're trying to diversify the topics of the phone calls, but I apologize, brother. It's 28 hours.
Damn, dude, I got 6 minutes left in this show. I don't give a damn what people talk about.
All right. I wanted to be quick, but let me address Vikings fans and Bears fans. I live in the Midwest. I'm surrounded by these people. Vikings fans, we didn't show up. I don't know what the iconic version is in Minneapolis, but I didn't show up on the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum and put a Viking scarf around Rocky and disrespect your fan base like they did to us. And Bears fans, you forced I saw this on Twitter, so this is not coming from me. I'm plagiarizing somebody. But they forced a guy into hiding for the rest of his life over a foul ball. So all these Vikings and Bears fans want to talk about how bad we are. For God's sakes, look at yourself.
Yeah, I know. It really is ridiculous, Dan. And they're calling out Eagles fans for making fun of Cody Parkey. You know, listen, if Jake Elliott...
They're making fun of Cody Parkey.
They're not making fun of him. They're wishing death upon him. But if Jake Elliott missed the field goal, they'd be doing the same damn thing.
Yeah. And I will... Another thing real quick before I get to my question to you. And this is not directed at you, but just people in general... Let's give Trayvon Hester a little more credit.
Yeah, dude. They changed it officially to a blocked kick. And if he doesn't tip that kick, that probably goes in. So the guy literally changed the fate of the Eagles season.
Absolutely. Now, so two weeks ago, I called in. And for week 17, I had planned the day before. And normally, I have my Eagles games plans days before the game happens. And you gave me some advice.
Oh, I remember talking to you, man. I told you to go out and enjoy yourself and not just sit in your house and break a TV.
So anyway, let me tell you my plans for tomorrow.
Quickly, what's up?
I think I'm going to stick with them unless you like totally disagree. So my brother and I, we're going to grill out, watch the game at his house, but to get like a little Louisiana flavor since we're playing the Saints, our appetizer, I'm getting some alligator tail. We're gonna grill out some alligator tail.
Well, that sounds good and all, Dan. Well, Dan,
do you disagree or agree?
I agree and disagree. Yeah, listen to the answer real quick. I agree because that does sound cool. But here's the thing. I'm a very superstitious man. I know he went to a bar the day the Eagles beat the Redskins and the Bears beat the Vikings. I don't know if he went back there last week. To me, you keep going back to where it's been working. So I don't know, Dan, if where you were last week, but I know I'm at Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino every single week. Last week, the last 2 weeks now, I usually leave at halftime and watch the second half of the game at home because it's easier for me to just, you know, rewind and stuff and rewatch plays. I haven't left because I had to stick around with the fellow people that were there. And it's worked but the last 2 weeks. So I'm doing it again this Sunday. So again, head on over to Fishtown Hop Sugar House Casino. The watch party's not just with me this week. It's also with Tyrone Johnson and Bob Cooney. I know Devon's going to be there as well. So make sure you go. Tyler, I expect you to be there too.
Dude, we're going to be on air.
Yeah, I expect you to find a way to be both.
Do both at once?
Yeah.
Do the show from the studio?
Yeah.
And okay, fair enough.
I expect you to
be
there.
I'll duplicate myself.
Now, real quick, because we got to wrap up, that guy's tweet, Brock Johnson, that said, if you're not voting Eagles, leave the city now. Do you agree with that?
No.
Exactly.
No, because Harper's such a big deal. Harper is the biggest acquisition, or could be acquisition, in maybe the last 20 years, other than T.O. Would be the only one that would come to mind.
In terms of free agency?
Well, T.O. was a trade, wasn't he?
T.O. was a trade, you're right.
But you're still...
That trade fell apart with Baltimore.
But still, you know, the concept, it's the biggest acquisition of in the last 20 years.
Unless you want to go Roy Halladay. But then again, Halladay had the talent, but he didn't have the name of a Terrell Owens. You know,
I don't know if he had the necessary impact that Harper could have, though.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Because Halladay was great, but they didn't win.
Since then. I mean,
yeah, that's
Halladay
fair.
Was after Owens. All right, guys, it sucks, man. Got full boards right now. Everybody wants to talk Eagles. Everybody wants to talk Bryce Harper. Listen, I'm sure a lot of people would rather have me on than orange and black. But hey, the Flyers are coming up next. They are taking on the New Jersey Devils. Puck drop will be at 1 o'clock. Coming up in about 5 minutes, you'll get a pregame show for your Flyers taking on the Devils. Look, real quick, let's look up the NHL standings. Because I know the new call is lose for Hughes. The Flyers won the other day against the Dallas Stars. They currently have 38 points, which is second worst in the NHL. The Kings have the worst amount of point total with 37. So, Flyers, lose for Hughes. Lose for Hughes. You guys always play poorly against the Devils in New Jersey, so just keep that going today. That's a great way to lead you in to Flyers hockey. One more time before I go, this weekend's programming is brought to you by J.L. Fried Honda. Shopping for a new Honda, look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. Everybody, thanks for helping me out today. I know I got no voice. A lot of people called in. A lot of people tweeted. Appreciate it. Tyler Zuli, great job producing the show. Flyers hockey is next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Saints have eliminated the Eagles the last two times the teams faced each other in the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.